Yeah, feeling fine. Friday morning underway here at KRKO. Tim Hunter playing Everett's greatest hits as we start to crawl into a three-day holiday weekend. And I don't know about you, 4th of July is one of the greatest holidays outside of all those things blowing up in the middle of the night when you're trying to get sleep. Other than that, it's just, to me, it's been a bunch of great memories over the years. In the last, like, 10, 15 years, every 4th of July, you'd find me on Main Street in Bothell doing the play-by-play for their annual Freedom Festival parade. I no longer live in Bothell, but I lived there for quite a few years, and it's always good to reconnect with friends. I'd see Coach Boehner and the Bothell High School football team. They'd come by and interview the coach, the other coach, Del Spivey, and just... yeah, it's just been a tradition. They have a big pancake breakfast, and it's really a nice slice of Americana. Well, this year, they decided to go a different direction, so I'm not doing that. And I actually have a wide-open 4th of July, so not exactly sure what I am going to do. But it made me think back on traditions over the years, and one of the ones I had as a child, I grew up in Torrance, California. And we would go to the either Red Devil fireworks stand or the Black Panther fireworks stand. And the mom and dad would pony up around $20 for one of those family assortments of fireworks. And then the big night would arrive and we'd light our snakes ahead of time before it got dark, because it doesn't matter for those. Harder to see when it's dark. And then we'd get going on the fountains and the pinwheels and all that stuff. And that's when Dad always said something. It was a certain phrase. And I lost him about 7 years ago now, hard to believe. But I cannot think about the 4th of July without thinking about those words. And I actually called him up 1 year on the radio and asked him to say the words for me over the phone. And I thought I would just share that with you. This is what Dad would say just as we were about to light off $20 worth of fireworks.
I don't know why we just don't take a $20 bill and light it on fire.
See, now it can be the 4th of July. Well, I guess we have to wait a couple of days, but yeah, now it's official.
He's dysfunctional.
In a fun kind of way.
Tim Hunter on KRKO.